Concessions. Current year, $34,706. Previous year, $21,150. Change, 63.32%. Anytime you see a banner posted or an ad that claims 1 month free, you are looking at a concession in the rental market. It is important to stay on top of concessions in your market, and the best way to do this is through your market survey. If you do not have your finger on the pulse of the market and know what, if any, concessions are being offered, you will lose a lot of money. Why would anyone rent from you for $900 per month with no concessions when they can rent down the street for $900 per month with a month free? Budgeting for concessions is not a science. In fact, it is simply a projection. There is no way to know for certain which direction the market is going to turn when it comes to concessions. It fluctuates due to supply and demand of housing inventory, population, and employment. You want to budget realistically. It is always better to beat a budgetary expectation than to bust your budget because you were being unrealistic. If your market survey tells you that your market is currently waiving security deposits and giving a month free on a 12-month lease, then budget for that. It is always better to be safe than sorry. Let's examine our previous year's actual to get an idea of what kind of dollar amount we might want to use for our new budget regarding concessions. First thing you'll notice is that there is a fairly significant increase in concessions of 63% reflected in our financial from the previous year to the current year. We should definitely check our market survey to make sure that we are not the only ones giving all this money away. If we are giving concessions away above market, we should stop immediately. We've already established that our rents are at market, so there's no reason to give concessions as an enticement. Let's assume, however, that we are in tune with the market regarding concessions. One thing you should note is that even though we increased the amount we give away in concessions in the current year from $21,250 to $34,706, we also increased our market rents. Our gains in rents more than outweigh the concessions that we offered. Additionally, the loss to lease numbers were significantly lower in the current year than in the previous year. So, we can safely assume we were not trying to artificially push the market rent when it came to gross potential rent income. The old adage is true. Sometimes it takes money to make money. It definitely appears so in this case. Again, in making our new budget, we should consult the market data we received from our broker. Doing so, we see that home prices and interest rates are on the rise and are expected to remain so, forcing many people to rent since they cannot afford to buy a home. We already know that the rents are expected to rise 4%. So, we can safely assume that given the fact that more people will be in the rental pool due to rising housing prices and that rents are expected to rise, concessions should fall. Actual concessions for the current year were 1.9% of the total gross potential rent income. Let's conservatively lower that to 1.5%, or $27,375. Other loss. Current year, $46,033. Previous year, $51,731. Change, minus 11.02%. There are a number of things that would go into the other loss category. These generally include money that was supposed to be paid to you, but that the resident has held out on. For instance, if a resident moves and owes you rent or has damaged an apartment to the extent that the damage deposit won't cover the costs, you would contact the resident and charge them for the work. Unfortunately, many times residents are either hard to track down or unwilling to pay these amounts. This might be a good time to point out that you should always get a resident's new contact information when they move. Any amount that is owed to you but not paid is considered bad debt. Oftentimes, you will send these debts to a collection agency, and they will try to recover the bad debt for you. Sometimes they will succeed, other times they won't. Money that is collected is referred to as bad debt recovery, and money that is not collected is considered bad debt write-off, since you will be able to write this off as a business loss. Bad debt will vary from property to property depending on management, location, market, and demographics. The best way to budget for bad debt is to look at your property's history and budget based on the average trend. In our example, bad debt was decreased significantly from the previous year to the current year. There are a couple of reasons why this might happen. Maybe it was simply a good year for the property. Another reason might be that the management tightened its screening and attracted higher quality renters, and there will be significant documentation on all of this. In this category, it is always better to have more than just 2 years comparison. But for our sake, we will assume that the rental profile is getting better and budget for $47,000 in other loss. If you are purchasing a property with a rough management history, then you can be sure that there will be a hangover period or higher loss while you adjust your residents' behaviors.